Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Connor. I'm here joined by Mike, as always. Really exciting kind of opportunity for us today. We're joined by a special guest who I will let Mike introduce in a moment. But Mike, we're here at the Masters Academy International Symposium. It's a one-day conference that TMAI puts on each year. And so we had the chance sometimes to record these podcasts with friends of ours, people that we are connected with who are up here at the conference as well. So let me just pass it to you, and I'll let you introduce our guests, and okay. We'll just run from there today.
All right. So as Connor said, usually it's someone that we know. Turns out this is someone I just met today, and I just invited him to be on the podcast today. When we come up here, Sarah Bush, who's doing all of our tech stuff here, graciously allows us, gets us into their really nice little studio here that they video and audio stuff. We're just doing the audio, of course, but we're doing it here at Grace Church, you know, Grace Baptist Church in Santa Clarita, and we're just in this little really cool little spot. And so every year, I think for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, we've done this, and so it's been pretty cool. And we'll have, you know, some people come in. I think we've had a whole room full at times, the Australians, and yes. But today. And I just met this guy today. His name is Brendan Flanagan, good Irishman. And he was a classmate of Connor's at the Master's Seminary. And so they were like talking, and then we started talking. And I was really interested in what he was having to say about his church. He pastors Grace Chapel of Southern Maryland. And I'm going to let him tell you more. But I basically asked him, I said, I want you to come on here and tell us about your church and tell us even the journey that God has had you on. What has the Lord done in your heart and with your family and with the church there and with developing leadership, all in 10 minutes, okay?
Wow. Okay.
So there you go. So I'm just really going to pass it over to Brendan and say, Brendan, you know, share with us about your life, your church, and what the Lord has been doing.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Connor, for having me here. It's been a blessing to reconnect with Connor and to meet you, Mike, and hear about your church and some of our similar affiliations and experiences in church. Your church is obviously far more progressed than mine, so I'm just a new pastor of a church in Southern Maryland. I've been there for about 4 years, so after I graduated, this church called me, Grace Chapel of Southern Maryland, and I've had the great privilege to serve at that church. And see God's word work. The reality about our story, while it's special to us, it's so common. It's God working through his word. God is faithful to his people when we're faithful to his truths. And so that's really what makes our story special, is that mm-hmm. God works as we depend upon him. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a lot's happened in 4 years. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the specifics you're looking at, but you know, just came into this church as a young pastor. Was invited to the church by the elders and the pulpit committee, and even the pastor who retired from that church, and have been serving there for the last 4 years, preaching and teaching the word.
Okay, so and tell us about your family a bit.
Yeah, so my family, I've been married 10 years. My wife's name is Ann. I have 4 children, 7 to 6 months. And so, yeah, we're in the midst of a sweet burden with those 4. It's a blessing.
All right. And did you and Connor, like, walk through graduation together? Were you that connected?
Yeah, I don't know. I walked at the tent. I walked when we were outside during COVID. What was your...
I think you beat me.
Year?
I think you beat me to the punch.
Yeah.
I think so we came in at the same time. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we came in at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then I took the long road and Brendan was faster.
Well, you were ministering and serving down at your church. I was just kind of going to school and trying to make ends meet, and so I was trying to get in
okay.
and get out, go serve somewhere.
And I found out that you were also a classmate of my son Michael.
That's right,
right?
Yeah.
And tell us what you said to me when we were walking down the stairs about, like, when they were, you know, you
oh,
were in
yeah.
school together.
I
thought that was
you guys
really cool.
Would commute up from Orange County, and you'd like just like barely get in the door for wherever you were going.
Oh yeah,
because you
yeah.
had a long commute. Sometimes you get stuck in traffic, and I just remember talking with you and being a little jealous because you guys had ministry opportunities, and I didn't. Like, I'm just kind of stuck. I'm just this new implant in LA trying to figure life out. But yeah, really thankful for you guys' relationship and just the faithfulness and seeing really what I saw was the impact and benefit of of discipleship and ministry as you're going to seminary. And so it kind of encouraged me to try and foster those relationships where I was too.
That is awesome. And I think you said you were from upstate New York originally.
That's right. Yep.
And so, and then, and literally like this church in Maryland got a hold of you, or there was an opportunity and you end up going there. Mm-hmm. What were some of the, what were some of the things that drew you to go pastor that assembly?
Wow. That's a really interesting. I had a couple other opportunities. I mean, candidating is really difficult. It's hard to go look for churches. It's like trying to, meet a new family and get related to them. So I had one other opportunity in particular, but what drew me there was a variety of reasons. The first was it was an established church. Like there was a church there, there was a membership there, there was a body there. They had elders there. And that's how they got the elders. That's kind of changed over time, but they did believe in elder leadership, and we've developed that and grown that and matured that since my time being there. They're also in Maryland. Maryland is known for being a Roman Catholic state. I mean, that's why it was originally founded, was to be a place that they wouldn't be persecuted. And I'm a Roman Catholic. This is my background. I'm not anymore, but I'm a Roman Catholic. My wife's Roman Catholic, or was Roman Catholic. And so just kind of having the affinity for the people and that affection, understanding the darkness of that religion and how easily a tradition can entrap you, and just feeling the call to go there and really minister in this, because we're really an outpost in Southern Maryland. We're way down in Southern Maryland, in Mechanicsville, Maryland. So we're really one of the few churches down there. It's preaching and teaching the scriptures.
Wow. Praise God for that. And we love the Romans, right? I'm Italian. I'm half Italian. I was in Rome last year, and we love the Romans, but we don't appreciate Roman Catholicism.
Right.
Because they don't believe what the Bible teaches.
Yeah, I mean, they don't hold to the, grace alone by faith alone and Christ alone, and they twist the gospel into really works righteousness. And so just preaching that gift of Christ, love and mercy and grace in and through the gospel has been a huge blessing down there, and and really seeing, because we have a lot of former Roman Catholics in our church, and, they can still think like a Roman Catholic, but be in a Protestant church. And so it's been just a blessing to see them start to understand that it's not about what you do on the outside, but it's how God's changed your heart on the inside. So.
Yeah, praise God. I love it when Paul told the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, you receive the word of God as what it really is. Mm. Not the word of man, the word of God that does its work in you who believe.
Amen.
And I've got two more questions for you, and they're kind of along these lines. Have you seen the word of God at work? What are, and the first question is going to be, what's one thing, because sometimes the word divides, what's one challenge that you faced early on? And then after that, then I'll loop back around with one more question after that. But what's a challenge as you came in, you're loving the people, you're preaching the word, you're shepherding the flock. What's a challenge that you encountered?
The absolute power of God's word. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's powerful and it doesn't return void. And we think about that in the sense of, it doesn't return void, it will bring you to salvation. And praise the Lord, that's true. But it does also divide. And so just the, when I would preach, there'd be two people or two different groups of people after I'd preach. And some people would say, that was the best sermon I've ever heard. And some people would say, that's the worst sermon I've ever heard. And so that was a reality for our church. And you could see God's word divide the church. People left because of the preaching of the word, and people stayed because of the preaching of the word. And what surprised me was, if I was to choose, oh, this person will stay, this person will leave, I wouldn't have been right? Mm-hmm. Because God's word works in the heart by his spirit, and he keeps who he wants, and he sends out who he wants, because he calls the sheep. And so that was probably one of the most impactful things, is just how powerful God's word is to not only draw in, but send out. And a variety of things happened as I was doing that. We had large portions of the church left. The pastor actually ended up calling me that church left the church and kind of drew people away from the church because of that. And but just remaining faithful to God's word, and God is faithful, and he is faithful to sustain and continue to lift up and strengthen our church. And now we see the incredible fruit of unity that we have at our church. I mean, it's just a blessed time. We're obviously a smaller body. There's certain, challenges that we have because of the past. But in regards to unity and cohesion on the gospel and the essentials of the faith and raising up leaderships and preaching and teaching the truth, to see how God's word does unite us. So it divides, but it certainly brings unity and faithfulness to his people. So
Awesome, Brendan. Okay, I got one last question, sure. And then we'll pass it back to sure. Connor to bring it in for a close. Last question is, though, what's been the greatest joy, you know, as you've seen the Word at work, what's been the greatest joy, what's been the greatest blessing that you have seen in a good way that you're like, wow, only God could do this?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's hard to identify just one, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a few. So many
give
joys.
Me a few snippets.
I mean, in regards to our church, in the early years of the church, we had a lot of division, believe it or not. A lot of the division was actually over music, about what was worship music and what wasn't worship music. Mm-hmm. That's very common. And because of that, a number of the people, just through the preaching and teaching the word, a number of the people on the music team decided to leave, but one lady in particular stayed. And I would have never guessed it, but she stayed, and she just wanted to hear the word preached and taught, and she stayed, and her husband wasn't a Christian. Her husband was actually, he was a war veteran, so he was a Marine, and he was in Afghanistan, and he actually got blown up in Afghanistan, lost his legs and one of his arms, and just a hardened, bitter man from war, and one day started coming to church, and they came again, and he came again, and he came again, and one day he said, "I got to meet you," and so he met, and he said, "You know, I don't want to be this hardened, angry guy anymore. I want to know God. I want to know this gospel that you preach." And so we got to baptize him. And so you see the fruit of faithful ministry, right? Like who stays, who goes? I don't know. Yeah. God is sovereign in his work. So that's what's good.
And praise God. That's super encouraging. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to bring this one in for a landing, but let me just say, as we close, Brendan, thanks for joining us. It's been fun to reconnect today. It's really fun at a conference like today. You know, we're like 3 or 4 years out now from being at TMS together. Yep. So you just get to hear, you're doing this and look what the Lord is doing. So there's a lot of joy in that. So I'm really thankful for today. But thanks for joining us. Listeners, thanks for joining us as well. And hope you have a great rest of the day and week. We'll talk to you next time on the podcast. God bless you.